Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 1st of December, the 1st of Advent, 2018, and this is the 925th Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm out and about. You may be able to hear the stream, although when I listened back to a couple of the podcasts over the last few days, I realised you couldn't, or else it probably sounded like interference on the podcast. I've just come to a bend, which I have called Dead Car Bend, or actually it's Dead Machinery Bend, and it still is. I'm just looking at this tractor that has really become part of the landscape, and there's a digger on the other side that looks as if it's been there for a very, very, very long time. I'm heading down a hill, down a sort of windy road towards, at least, I hope, as far as a spring where you can get fresh water. I've got a bottle in my bag, and I hope if I take it carefully, I can get there. I did need all of yesterday to rest my leg, so I didn't really go for a walk at all. So it's tricky just trying to work out what's okay and what isn't. And of course, my desire to go right into the woods and along the river is enormous, and just to aerate and get some aerobic exercise and breathe this fantastic air in. So I have to be very cautious. I've been talking to my foot, I've been massaging it, I've been giving it arnica ointment and taking arnica tablets and raising it high when I'm not on it. I think yesterday I felt as if I had kind of got its measure a bit, so I had it in a bandage yesterday rather than without any compression, and that seemed to be a bit helpful. So I live and learn. The household has also begun to settle into itself. The old house where I'm staying, in the old part of the house, they're both parts of the house are quite old, but one has been fairly newly done up. Four of us are in the old house and two at the moment in the new house. And one of the things that's happened with that, which is something that has been done since I was last here, is that there are two separate kitchens, one for each end, which could be a bit fragmentary, but so far we've sort of all been congregating in our kitchen in the evening. And next to our kitchen there's a big library with a log fire, and so we've been having heat from there, and some people retire into there to read afterwards or play a little bit of guitar. Others stay chatting around the kitchen table. Some of us have to go to bed very early at the moment, and that's fine. It's a good group, and it makes a lot of difference who you're with. Anyway, I was just going to say I'm going to go on further, but I was looking up to the left of me and there's a pine tree. It almost looks like a monkey puzzle. It's got such strange kind of branches of needles. It seems a bit unlikely. I don't know, it's not a real monkey puzzle tree, but it is quite unlike other firs that I've met. Anyway, onwards down the hill. I've just had a delicious glug of mountain spring water. So I've reached this point. There's a round route from here. I used to come down here and do a sort of loop back. But I think now is the time to walk back. This has been quite a long way for me. I can't actually measure how long it is, but it was further than I went the other day when I went looking at chestnuts. I just noticed that someone has sort of hollowed a tree trunk so that it makes a nice sitting place on the other side. So I might even go and sit down there for a little while before heading back up the hill. It sounds as if something big is coming my way. Something, a bit of machinery. Friendly wave. People are very, very friendly around here. It's lovely. They all kind of greet you. Don't feel as if you're some interloper, which some places do. So he's now going down the lower loop that I was talking about. So I'm sitting on this little resting place. It's a bit damp. It was raining overnight. But the sun is... It's out, but there are clouds, and there's a kind of thin layer of cloud. So it's not quite as bright as it has been. And I'm wearing my coat today. It's really been too warm up until now since I've been here. Really lovely to be out. Really lovely, lovely to be out in this, even if it's not quite as in it as I might have been. And the walk home is all uphill, so that should give me a bit of lung exercise. At the moment I'm doing sort of, well, I was coming down, a few times I can do some sort of 20 paces without the sticks, and then need to use them again. So I think things are getting better. I just need to be aware that they don't always get better, and sometimes they go backwards a bit. And not get despondent about it. And with my writing, I'm just letting it come as it is. I'm not pushing myself. I think next Tuesday, when we go back into Carcassonne, I shall get myself some index cards or a small pad of paper. I had to ditch as much as I possibly could so that I would be able to manage my luggage coming here with the crutches, and that meant really that I could only bring a small carry-on case that would need to last me for, well, 5-6 weeks. So yeah, it was quite an ask. It did mean ditching a lot of things. A lot of things that it was fine to ditch, but some things that I really would have liked to have brought along. But anyway, I can get those things in Carcassonne this week, and I think then I can start mapping things out a bit better. And this week, the next few couple of days anyway, will be just working from the notebook and making notes, not necessarily relating to the novel, but possibly so. Just keeping on writing whatever it is. Okay, well, I've had a breath or two or three, and time to move back up again. I do wish I could find somewhere that I could continue these podcasts closer to the Meuse, but even though it's an old house, you can hear quite well. The floors are wooden, and even the walls don't... The walls to the outside are hugely thick. They're about 2 feet, sometimes 3 feet deep, but the walls between the rooms aren't so thick. And we're all there to do our silent work. So, onwards and upwards. I'm back up at Dead Tractor Bend and thought I'd have a little rest. I really love these low walls that mean I can put my foot up and sit down. I was just thinking how last time I was here at the spring, there was a kind of book exchange thing for people who were walking. You would bring a book and pick a book up from the spring. There's a little... It's quite sheltered, the spring, and there's just sort of room for one book. And I remember there was a Voltaire one time I went down, and Balzac another. I'm thinking this is something that would probably happen more in the summer, but of course it was even more winter when I was here last time. But just such a lovely idea. Not there now, though, so maybe I need to reintroduce it and bring a book down. One of the things that we need to do coming here is that we bring 2 books with us, and I've noticed that one of the books I brought with me they already have, so maybe that would be a good one to put there and see if anyone wants it. They're not in French though, so I'm not sure. Just looking up, I'm looking at a house that's built quite new on the front of a very, very old bit of fortification and old wall. I love the way these ancient walls are just continuously used. I mean, how amazing that they were so strongly built, that they can form part of new houses. It also means that the new houses fit into the form of the hill. It's quite a steep hill. So the wall has, the wall onto the street has very high arches, I think probably about 4 meters high, 5 meters, and then there's a sort of terrace with the new house on it, and then another story and a half higher are the old walls of the old structure. It looks as if there was a tower on one part which may have fallen in at the top. So they're like rampart. Well, no, they're not quite ramparts because they're not sticking out. But there are quite a few ramparts a bit lower down. It's a real treat, actually, to be in a place that has been continuously lived in for so long. In Tasmania, it feels as if buildings have been built on rather than been built into the landscape. I'm in the library now. It's getting dark, it's dusky, and I've just had another walk with one of the other artists here, again to the spring, because I've finished the water that I brought up this morning, and I'm very pleased with myself. I'm down here in the library because I'm cooking some thick soup, and my room is two floors up, and I don't want to leave it on its own too much or keep coming down up and down the stairs. So I'm just sitting here, and I'm going to finish my podcast here. This is a lovely old room. There are huge beams across the ceiling, and I think this is quite an old part of the building. It's a big space. And about half the walls are covered with books from floor to ceiling. It's amazing, an amazing room, really. And when I was coming back from getting water this morning, I just suddenly realised how much better, what a better space I'm feeling myself to be in now than I was last time I was here. It's quite nice to be able to compare somehow. I would have been more frustrated last time and disappointed in myself, I think, but not now. Not disappointed in myself or in the circumstances. So I'm hoping that you've had a good day. I'm hoping that you can hear me in my subdued voice, and that you've been able to engage with whatever's most important to you. And maybe that most important thing is just being where you are. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again soon.